But of course, in 1937, life in Waddington was very different.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
My grandmothers both had maids in uniform. I remember my granny in Somerton Gate Lane had two maids called Ethel and Mary. Ethel, I remember as a child, doing the washing out in the wash house with a dolly tub.
Oh, wow.
And interestingly enough, Ethel stayed with Granny for some time, married, and moved to Colby, and became a good friend. She moved back to Waddington and died about 2 or 3 years ago, and her daughter Jean and her son Alan still live in Waddington. Yes, the village. It was different from, it was very different from 1937. I think this was a complete shock for my parents.
Right.
It was much more egalitarian. It was more egalitarian. It was not as egalitarian as today. Mm-hmm. I think it was still a stage when the elite went to the morning service and the lesser folk went to the evening service in church.
That's a very interesting divide.
And the Gunnings went to the evening service as well because they didn't like getting, they liked a lie-in on a Sunday morning.
So you're beginning to tell me some of the differences that were, yes, were there.
And it was a more egalitarian society, but sort of not quite. And as teenagers, I loved the freedom as a child. You know, we could go off into the fields on our own and
mm-hmm.
take a packet of sandwiches. And
so that whole, as I say, being a teenager, where did you like to go? Where was your favourite place to go at that stage?
Ah, yes. Well, the very favourite place was on the Viking Way, towards Lincoln, there was a magnificent old quarry.
Oh, the quarry, yeah.
Well, no, you weren't here then.
No,
oh,
no.
It was wonderful.
Is that where the...
It was called the Ironstone.